Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you back in here this morning at the Clay County Corner. Once again, as always, on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. As I said, we're here every Thursday morning and with local news, views, and a little bit of talking going on. Got a couple of guests in this morning that we may talk about anything with one of another former student of mine, so we may wander off into anything, but he's here to talk about. We've got a new driving range for the golf team down at the Clay County High School. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to talk about some other stuff. But we've got a bunch of announcements to make here in a minute, and remind everyone that we're on again this evening at 6 o'clock with our rebroadcast. So if you're listening now and you hear something you think your neighbors might want to hear, let them know that we're on again. And then, of course, during the course of the show today, we'll be doing our birthday and anniversary club list. And we want to remind everyone about that right off the top here. 243-5574 is the number to call, and you'll reach an answering machine and speak slowly and clearly and leave the name of the celebrant and your name, a telephone number, so we can get in touch with you in case we don't get all the information to begin with. But we'll talk a little bit more about that later and have our list. But right now, I guess we need to take a little short break, and then we'll come back with a little bit of roundup of activities going on here and have our first guest. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here this morning with Doug Strong, and I think Doug is the golf coach. Is that
assistant golf coach.
Oh, the assistant. I think can't be the head golf coach. That's probably some kind of technicality or something that you're not.
Well, actually, I can. B.J. White's actually the head coach this year. You have to be certified TWSFLA so many years, me and B.J. both. But she's the head coach, I'm the assistant. Both of us don't work at the school.
Yeah, and I know it's coaches are hard to find sometimes, and you have to get them where you can find good people, and thank goodness somewhere along the line our sanctioning body has had a little bit of common sense. Of course, it wasn't really common sense. We had to make that approval so these schools down in Nashville could get ex-Titan players to be assistant football coaches, and out in Memphis, the ex-NBA players can now. And I think we saw a couple of those state tournaments this year, didn't we?
Ex-NBA
players
sitting
on the bench as assistant coaches, maybe even some head coaches. So sometimes the dribble-down process works. It helps us small folks, too. But before we get to Doug, I've got a few things here, some housekeeping things to do, to look at, some things we got going on here in the county. I know Dr. Young out at the chamber office left me a little notice here. There'll be a meeting here in the courtroom tonight at the historic Clay County Courthouse. I think normally these folks have always met out the chamber, but they had some kind of scheduling conflict out there. So they're actually meeting here tonight in the Clay County Courthouse to discuss the possibility of applying for a $100,000 community development block grant. And they're going to be meeting up in the courthouse at 6 p.m. this evening. And this is a grant that would be used to continue the downtown commercial facade improvements for the building, making downtown look better, cleaning up the front of the buildings, maybe, you know, get them looking more uniform. I know our downtown has, you know, it's livening up a little bit more than it has in the past. We're getting to be kind of an antique center here. We've got around the square, we've got a whole bunch of folks that have either antique or slightly used stuff for sale. And so that may be our niche that we finally get back in here to get people downtown. We have that, and we have, you know, some eating places here around the square. And, of course, our banks are still here. And speaking of the bank, they're putting a new roof on. That's not a facade, but they're putting a new roof on. It looks good there, and look like there's some work going on over in the old buildings where the Versys Cafe used to be. Look like they're getting ready to do some work there. But let's get back to this again. The hearing is open to the public, and active participation is highly encouraged. Now, that's a very important sentence right there. The public, that's you folks. You know, come out tonight. Come up here to the courthouse at 6 o'clock and listen to what's going on. Make your opinion known. Be a part of this. That's what it's going to take for us to get things going here in Clay County and Salina again, and that is for all of our citizens to become participants and know what's going on around you and be a part of it. And going on with this, no person in the United States should, on the grounds of race, religion, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied benefits, or be subject to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal assistance. So if special needs accommodations are needed to get you up in the courtroom, because you know we don't have elevators and things in here, you got to climb the steps to get up to the courtroom, you can contact Doug at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-338. And immediately following this meeting, a representative from the Upper Common Development District we'll meet with those who have applied for the current $25,000 downtown revitalization grant to improve the exterior of downtown commercial building. It's extremely important for the owners of downtown buildings to attend this meeting. So once again, you know, your attendance is needed. So, you know, get out here tonight at 6 o'clock. You're at the historic Clay County Courthouse. And just come in and take a look at the courthouse now that it's kind of empty. You can look around and take a look at the old building. Now, of course, we're using the courtroom all winter long. We used it. Let me throw this one in there for our Clay County Opry. We're now trying to get it moved to the outside. I think we've had maybe one or two shows out there this summer, but the rest of the time we've had a rainy Saturday. Seems like we've had rain every Saturday all summer this year. But they moved back inside. If you've never been here to listen to bluegrass music up in the courtroom, just from the sound, the acoustics of this building, you're going to think you're in the Ryman. It's very, very acoustically sound building. And that's every fourth Saturday, and they start at noon and go till 3 p.m., and they're going to try to go outside this month on the 25th of July. Okay, and also, let's see, we've got coming up, I guess, on July the 9th. That's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
That's the day.
the Wilderness Day Camp is going on, and it's already started, so we might be a little bit late on that one. You might be able to get up there and still get in. It lasts from 8:30 until 4:30. Pavilion at 5101 Campground Road here in Salina. So that's going on right now, and people sponsoring that are the Dale Hall of Fish Hatchery, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, the Corps of Engineers, and the U.S. Wildlife Services. So those folks are all involved in this, and they've got a whole bunch of things going on up there. So, you know, we'll excuse you if you turn your radio off and go on up there now, but that's probably the only reason we're going to let you tune out. But this, I guess, is officially sponsored by Friends of the Dale Hall and National Fish Hatchery. So, you know, you still got time maybe to get up there and take part in this. And also, coming up Saturday night, and they've been over there working all week to get the track ready, but the Salina Lions Club KOTTPA sanctioned truck pull, and that is the Kentucky Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Association, I believe, sanctioned truck pull over at the Clay County Recreation Complex. And this is a sanctioning body, of course, out of Kentucky. And they have five classes that are going to be running Saturday night. And those classes are the 4,200-pound mini truck, two-wheel drive. And to me, that's one of the most popular classes over there. It's fun to watch the little S-10s and the Ford Rangers pulling that big weight down the track. And then there's a 5,200-pound Pro Street two-wheel drive. And in the third class, 5,500-pound Pro Stock two-wheel drive. And then the 6,200-pound Pro Stock four-wheel drive. And then the last one is the big boys, the 8,000-pound Pro Stock diesel. The sled is sponsored by the Southern Express Sled folks. And these classes, it says, will be pulled in no particular order, but I think the order I read them all is pretty close to the way they do them. And first place in each one of these classes pays $300, second place $150. Third place, $75. Fourth, $65. Fifth place, $50. The admission is $10 for adults at the gate, and I said 10 and under get in free. So come out, bring the family out, bring the kids out, and let them come enjoy this. They put on a good show over there. We've had some pretty good crowds in the past. It looks like the weather's going to be great. It's going to be nice and warm, and everyone come out and have a big time with the Lions Club coming up this weekend. Well, Doug, before we get to you, let's take another little short commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll get started with our first guest of the day. But right now, we probably need to take a little short break.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Everyone, once again, we're here on the corner room at the historic Clay County Courthouse on WVFB 101.5 FM, Kicks Country, as we are every Thursday morning at this time. Right now I have with me Doug Strong, and as he introduced himself a minute ago, the assistant golf coach. He and Betty Jo White are the coaches, and of course we can't start talking about golf without talking about it. One of our more successful participants here in the last couple of years. Wonder how Miss Strode's doing.
She's doing really well. She just completed her freshman season at Cumberland University. She was 11th overall in the conference this year as a freshman. And that conference consists of about 12 schools.
Right.
And she finished 11th overall in conference play this year. So she's really done well, and her success has made our success at the high school what it is right now. We've really got participation at the high school level thanks to Savannah and that group of girls that was with her. You know, we had four girls in that group that just made our program go crazy, you know. So, but she's doing very well.
And if anyone doesn't think that the NAIA level of athletics at the college level is a pretty good competition, get out sometime and go watch some of their basketball, they have football, basketball, baseball down at Cumberland University. I don't know how many times Coach Woody down there has won a national championship. So, I mean, there's some tremendous athletics at that level. And it seems like that level is easier for Class A athletes to blend into to begin with and develop at maybe a little bit slower pace than some of the so-called big-time SEC and that OVC level of schools, where they expect you to be nearly on the pro level when you get there. But we're going to talk a little bit, but we've got a new addition over at Clay County High School that you want to talk about this morning.
Yes, we do. The Board of Education had some property over there that was just for us, a grown-up field, and they told us we could have it if we would take care of it and make us a actual hitting facility, driving range for a high school team. And we have done that. If you go by the high school, if you pull around to the back, look below the baseball, softball fields, you're going to see a big, giant mowed open field. That's going to be our driving range. Right now, that's all it looks like, is a giant open field. But by the end of this week, first of next week, we'll have yardage markers out. We've already hit over there one time with the high school, so it's just excellent to have a facility at our high school to practice, because we've never had that. We were driving 40 miles just to practice. Now we can walk right outside the school door and practice. So it's really good. So,
Well, are there any plans for maybe somewhere a putting green somewhere along the
way? Well, we've got a lot of plans. We're looking at, we want a putting green out there. We want to make this range a public range somewhere down the road. Of course, that's a different process because it's on school property and all that. But, you know, we've got a few things under mind down there that we're wanting to get a putting green for our kids. We're wanting a hitting shelter so if it's raining, we can still hit. Different things. So we've got some plans, and like I said, we've had a lot of help from the community so far, and we still need help from the community because it's golf is one of those sports that we generate no funds. If you go watch a golf match, there's no admission, so golf has no way to generate money. But we've been fortunate, had golf balls donated for a driving range. Anybody got old clubs, they bring them to us, and we still need that. If anybody out there has got any golf stuff that they don't want, get a hold of me, Bejo White. We will take it because we need it. But that's what we've got progressing right now. Like I said, we've got a great bunch of kids, and it's just great to be able to practice at Salina High School.
And golf is a game that you can play forever. Even folks older than me and you are still
I still play pretty much three times a week. But these young kids, they really took up here at Clay County High School. We've got 16 kids playing this year, most we've ever had. So our numbers are going just out of the roof. So,
how many participants on a high school golf team are there, Doug? I've never really said.
Well, boys and girls are different as far as to participate as a team in high school boys. You've got to have a minimum four kids. When you play matches, you're allowed to play five, and you score the four best. So right now we've got eight high school boys. So three don't get to compete in matches. They get to play every match, but they'll be behind those groups. And girls, you got to have a minimum of two, and you score three. And we've got eight girls this year. So we have to kind of go off scores and all that, but it's a little bit different.
What does that positioning change during the season, or you choose the people that are going to be the representatives to begin with? Or
well, we used to, but now that we've got the numbers, we of course practice started. We're practicing now.
Right.
And what we'll do, our first actual true match is August 6th. Cumberland Bend Golf Course in Gainesboro is our home course. That's where we play our home matches. But what we'll do up into that first match, we will practice and score the kids. And we'll play them based on scores to start with. And then as the season starts, it'll rotate. If somebody starts beating, you know, it's kind of a competition every match.
So you've got a team competition within your team.
Within
your
team.
Against the team you're playing.
Hey,
that's great.
Yeah.
It is.
Before, we had just enough to play.
Yeah.
Now, they got to push yourself to be better to get to play because we've got five spots with eight kids or three spots with eight kids. So it makes it a lot better, actually, to have it where they have to compete every day with each other.
Got a bunch of young kids where you'll have them around the next few years? Or
well, our top player will be a sophomore this year in the boys. All the girls are freshmen and sophomores, all eight. So, and we're returning one of the girls made region last year, first freshman to ever make region in golf in our school system, which is excellent. We're talking about Savannah. Her brother will be a freshman this year, outstanding golfer. So Our team we have this year, I think we've got one senior from the boys, and like I said, the girls are all freshmen, sophomores. So the future looks great.
Hey, that's something that it brings attention to our school. It gives more students a chance to participate. It's a different set of skill set for them than it is to play football, basketball, or softball, or some of those things, and. I think it's great, and we have a driving range. We may get a golf course in Clay County one of these days.
You never know, but I do know this. There's no other high school in the state of Tennessee with a driving range on their property. We'll be the only one in the state of Tennessee, which is excellent, you know. And another thing, going back to our kids, that sometimes athletes get a bad rep in the classroom. Last year, our boys and girls received the highest honor from TSSAA on academics. Our boys and girls got the TSSAA Award of Merit, which they have to have a 3.5 or better to get that award. Our girls' team average last year was a 3.83. Our boys' average was a 3.93. And that is excellent to get the Academic Center. We, of course, Miss White loves that at the school. They all got nice awards from the state, and the high school got an award to post. But, you know, our academics are there, too, with our golf, which is excellent.
That's pretty good.
That's real good. Real good.
A 3.9, just nearly perfect, isn't it?
Nearly perfect. We had, of our eight boys last year, five of them were 4.0s. And our girls were in that same range. Yeah. So, but yeah, the academic part is just icing on the cake. You know, it's like I said, when you get a good group of kids and they excel in the classroom and in the athletics, you don't get any better.
I know golf season is going to be upon us here. Of course, school is going to be starting here in, golly, about 3 weeks, isn't it?
I think we're in school 3 days and we have a match 3 days after school starts. And like I said, our practice started Monday this week, so we could actually start. And like I said, our first match is August 6th. It's a home match. Of course, our home match is Jackson County. That opens us up there, and then we roll through. About the end of September is when our tournament play starts. So about 2 months, and we're into tournament. So it's kind of a short season, but there's a lot of golf in that short season. So,
and where are all the different places that the matches are held in our district here?
Well, of course, Jackson County is our home course. Livingston Academy plays on their course at Livingston. We play Upperman, which is Southern Hills there in Baxter. I think it's a Cookeville address, but Southern Hills. DeKalb County, we play two different places when you play DeKalb. You either play Riverwatch course, which is on the old Sparta Highway heading into DeKalb, or they got a course next to the school, depending on what you got. Of course, Macon County, we play at their course. Our district, we play at Fall Creek Falls this year. We're actually in a district with Chattanooga. We don't play in a district up here with our local schools. We play in a district with Chattanooga, which is odd, but we do. So,
how many local schools participate in golf?
Almost every school, every school in our district of basketball, football, all that participate.
But we're not in the same
district. County, Pickett County, Jackson County, and Clark Range participate in Chattanooga. We come back region and participate with Upperman, Livingston, all them. We come back region-wise to them, but we play districts otherwise.
So this is one of those single-A, double-A.
Yes, single A, double A in golf.
Okay, let's take a little short break and we'll come back. Give us time to gather our thoughts, and sometimes we need to do that. They wander off sometimes, but we'll be right back in a few minutes after a short commercial break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Drop School Day students, community, high seven the classroom, thousand America attendance. Quit variety, they have reasons. Job like to get, baby raise a, relative help an elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, here at the courthouse, Doug Strong is here with me. I've got a little thing I need to read here. It looks like it says Clay County Diabetes Coalition would like to invite any interested people to attend a gentle yoga train the trainer session on July the 17th, 2015. It's a free class from 1 to 4 on Friday afternoon at the Women's Building at the Clay County Recreation Park in Salina. The class is going to train participants to teach gentle yoga classes. It says gentle yoga is a non-religious form of evidence-based yoga that teaches yoga for people who need a gentler form of exercise. That may be what I need, where you can sit in a chair or standing or in water, and it is great for people with arthritis and other chronic diseases, which, you know, is a very serious side of this. It is a low-impact form of exercise, and this is would allow a trainer to get a certificate from Marshall University to allow them to teach the class to others. So, and this is from the Clay County Diabetes Coalition. And if you'd like information on this, 931-258-3563. So, that's once again on July the 17th from 1 to 4 at the Clay County Recreation Center here in Salina. And I think right now this would be a good time for us to read our list of birthday and anniversary celebrants this week before we get back to Doug. We have celebrating birthdays this week, Jacob Caulfield, Paige Strong. And while I have Paige's name up here, I'd like to tell everyone that little Marley is doing pretty good right now. I know most of the people in Clay County are aware of that situation, and she's had a couple of three good days, and let everyone know that all their prayers and all the kind words have been most, most appreciated and greatly needed for the for this period of time. Also, we have Whitney Thompson, who's celebrating a birthday, and that's from her daughter, Kinsley. Rex Short, celebrating a birthday. And also, we have Brian Edmund Burchett, who will be 13, and they'd like to welcome him into the teenage years. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but his family, include his grandparents, brothers, sisters. Has Bryson got a brother? I don't think he does. He's got a couple of sisters.
He's got sisters, yeah.
Got a bunch of cousins. I know they have a whole bunch, the whole big family. They all wish him a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Bryson. Angie and Jason Browning, who are celebrating an anniversary. And then we have Scotty Murphy, and this is from his mother, father, and brother and sister. And let's see, I got one that I wish. We're not going to put him on the list. I'd like to wish my nephew, Cole Watson, who lives up in Providence, Rhode Island, a happy birthday. He probably won't hear this, but maybe some of our cousins here in Tennessee will hear it. But happy birthday to all these folks, and we want to remind everyone that to get your name on the list, call 931-243-5574, and we'll get you on the list and get you eligible to in the drawing for a birthday anniversary cake. Compliments of the Salina DQ and the good folks out there. They turn out some good cake. They turn out some good breakfast every morning. And so get out there and patronize these folks. And before the end of the show, we'll let someone draw out a name, and we'll present a birthday cake. Okay, Doug, I guess we can get back to you now and talk a little bit more about golf. So,
well, again, our big thing going right now is we've got our facility going into high school, and we hope people come out and just kind of take a look. We're going to be there actually tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, with practice for the high school team. But it's something that's really going to benefit our golf program that we hadn't had I think one time years and years ago there's a net where they could hit a little bit. This facility it's going to be full. We can hit anything we need to hit down there. And like I said, by this time next week, we'll actually have the yardage markers and all that ready to go. Our kids and the parents of the kids playing like it because we actually have a facility like every other sport at the school that we can use as our own. So,
okay. Now, we've beat this horse a little bit. Let's get off on one of my favorite subjects. I know we just finished our basketball camps. You want to give us a little rundown on that, how everything went this summer with our returning kids for this coming season?
Well, we, of course, coming off a very successful year last year, our summer was just as successful. We went, on the summer, we were 23-3 on the summer, and the three schools we lost to were good-sized schools, a 5A school out of Georgia, McGavick out of Nashville, and Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Was only losses we had all summer. Good group of returning kids with a good group of freshmen behind them. So had a really great summer with that group.
Of course, I know everyone is familiar with Tyree Key, who kind of developed into the go-to guy last year. And I know that based on years past, that he matures a little bit every summer. He hasn't been one of those kids that just shot up all at once, but he matured a little bit. And I'm sure he's done the same thing this summer.
He has. He's really, from end of the season to now, he's turned to a different player again. Everybody watched him play last year could see how much he grew as a player, maturity and all. He's done that again. And people, when I say that, think I'm crazy when they watched him play last year. But this kid, he has really come on. But we've had the whole group has come on. I mean, he's made the whole group better.
Okay, anyone in particular that you would like maybe to single out that had shown tremendous improvement over the summer?
Well, we actually had, of course, we lost two starters with graduation, and John Wayne Browning and Justin Bowles stepped into those two spots and had excellent summers, those two, which is key to, you know, John Tanner averaged about 12, 13 a game, so that's a big spot to fill. And of course, Wyatt Mabry, a returning starter on our post, is probably had as good a summer as I've seen a player in a while have. So it's exciting again to see, and we had some young freshmen step up and play really well this summer. So,
and it seems like our team has something you just can't coach, and that's tall.
that's a fact. We've got size, especially for a single A. Most single A's, you know, don't have size. We've got two 6'6", 6'7", kids, and everybody else on the team 6-footers, you know, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess, you know, summer basketball now, all sports are getting to be year-round type thing. But I know with our team there, I know there are a few players that are one-sport players.
Yeah.
But there's also a number of them that play football, baseball. Basically anything that they can.
Yeah, we've got, I think there's maybe five or six that play football, and maybe five or six is baseball kids also that play basketball. And our numbers was really up this year. We've got 21 kids on the high school team this year. And we're going to play, one thing we worked on this summer, we're going to have a freshman schedule this year for the first time because we've got, I think, seven freshmen. So we'll have a freshman schedule, a JV schedule, and a varsity schedule for high school boys. So that's
great.
That's really good. And it keeps our numbers.
And it keeps, you know, developing. Keeps developing. And, of course, they'll all be eligible to move up. And, you know, who knows for a year out who's going to be starting with that kind of competition and things coming on. I know there's some, especially some younger kids. I know that Seth Ogletree, one of the kids that I had the pleasure of working with when he was, I guess, a seventh grader. That is a tremendous all-around athlete. And I know that I know because I worked with him some.
And well, Clay Copas, he's another one that's really stout. Him and Seth both had a little bit of injury. Well, Seth didn't actually have an injury. He had appendicitis, had surgery in the summer, so he missed a little. Clay had an injury and didn't get to play much, but he's almost back 100%. So those are kids we're looking to step up and fill some roles. And our freshman groups, I mean, right now we got our freshman groups in Atlanta playing in the national championships. And right now they're 1-1 in the championships. So that group of freshmen made the national tournament this year. So I tell you the talent we've got is freshmen. So
that's B.J.?
B.J., Emerton, Heath Kimes, Sage Tierden, Gavin Silk. Trying to think. The little Ashlight boy, he's on it, but he's not a freshman. He's an eighth grader, actually. But that group, and of course, those are Clay County kids. There's a few other kids from other counties.
Yeah, those are a couple of those from Hornby Springs.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. We get them together when they're still young.
And that's good. They're a fun bunch to watch. So, and like I said, they're in the Nationals in Atlanta now doing well. So
That's great. We could talk about that just a little bit. Something that I think, you know, you were one of the first participants here in this area that played AAU ball when we started it back, we actually first started when Darrell Dwayne, Joey, Jeff, Tracy, you know, those guys were down in fifth, sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I think we had maybe one of the first AAU boys teams in this area. And, of course, in those days, you know, and of course, this is me getting on my soapbox. I know high school coaches have been taken out of the equation at this level, and they've turned it over to sometimes what I think some of the pro ball players, you know, they wouldn't allow their kids to participate in this because it kind of turned into a money-making outlaw type thing if you get up to that great big level.
Yeah. And, well, when we played, you know, of course, you coached. The one team we had, there's five of us from Salina at the time. It was Salina High School. Of course, you were our coach then, and of course, we had Coach Melton.
We
had five guys from Rickman.
We combined
that we
the
played
two
with, and we went into the I don't know if that was the Nationals. We went to Florida that year and played, but you know it was just an experience the kids don't realize till they get to do it. So
right,
and
I think one of the guys we played against down there wound up at UT for about 3 or 4 years. Didn't
I'm pretty sure. So
pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
Did you get the opportunity of playing against him, maybe?
A couple of times, and it wasn't good experiences either. So,
okay, we need to take a little short break, and we'll be right back just in a minute. We do need to earn a little bit of money around here. They keep saying that they can't do this for free, so we better do a little commercial.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obie to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the old Clay County Clerk's office here in the historic Clay County Courthouse. I've got Alan King here with me now, and he's going to talk about an event that they've got going on this weekend. But before we let him do that, Alan, right off the top of your head, give me a number between 1 and 7. 6. Okay. Look like Scotty Murphy is the winner of this week's birthday and anniversary cake. So, Scotty, you can come out to the Salina Dairy Queen, go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, pick up your certificate, and then go over to the Dairy Queen and pick up your birthday cake. Once again, remind everyone, 931-243-5574. Call in as to become eligible for the cake. Okay, now, what we got going on out on East Highway 52?
This weekend we got our fifth annual bike ride and classic car cruise. We do about a 117-mile run around Delhalla Lake, end up back at Mitchell Creek Marina, and feed everybody barbecue at the end of it. All the proceeds go to the fire department as a fundraiser. It's $20 per car or bike. That's with one meal. Each passenger is $10 more, which pretty much pays for their meal.
And what is that meal?
Shredded barbecue, baked beans, potato salad, and a drink, I think.
Are you doing the cooking? Or?
No, Ollie is.
You brought in a professional.
Yeah, you don't want me to cook it.
Well, I know this is one of your fundraisers that you have out there with the volunteer fire department there. And I have noted in the last little bit now, you guys haven't been as active with your Facebook contest and things the last little bit. I know last year you had a couple of big contests that you did real well with.
Yeah, we kind of slacked off on this year, I guess you would say, but we done well with them last year. I think last year those Facebook contests netted us around $11,000, which is we've got in a savings account for a new tanker if we get the grant for it this year. But, yeah, last year we done a big contest like that between Josh Sellers and Johnsonville Brock Company. But this year we figured we'd let somebody else, another department in the country, step up and take that spot.
Well, do you reckon we can get Johnsonville to come back for our 9/11 thing this year? Or?
I don't know. I'll contact them about it. That was, for free food, that was good.
It was good. I mean, it's good to have things like. Of course, that's not that far off either.
September 11th,
our 9/11 thing. And well, if y'all got anything else going on out there this year, other than this is your major fundraiser this year.
This one and the bike ride is our two major. Bike ride and our catfish tournament is usually the two major.
Yeah, down at Horse Creek.
Yeah, down at Horse Creek, and we done well there this year. I think the department got donated around $2,300 out of the catfish tournament. You know, which is a lot. The bike ride, it's kind of a slower deal for us, but it's something fun and something besides selling beans and taters every weekend.
You know, it's. Anything to do with classic cars right now, it's tough to work in a time that there's not a lot of competition, isn't it?
Exactly. You can't be, I figured out a long time ago doing the car shows and stuff, you can't work around everybody's schedule.
No matter what you do. You've got to pick you out a date and go. Of course, you had originally scheduled for
July the 15th, I think it was last month, or June 15th, I'm sorry. Last month, yeah, we got rained out. It rained all the way to about 12:01 that day.
I hadn't seen the stats. I'm wondering how many weekends it's rained this summer.
A lot.
A whole bunch of them. But that's coming up this weekend, and, they'd like to have
everybody that's got a classic car or a bike come out and ride.
Yeah, we'd love for you to. Like I said, most of the people that's done it in the past enjoy it. You know, of course, don't worry about breaking down or something. We got chase trailers that go. If somebody's bike breaks down or car breaks down, we'll load them up and take off with them. There's not a worry there. Sign up starts at around 10 o'clock. We leave at 11, and we'll be back around 3-ish.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this past week with our flash flooding. Did you guys get involved in any rescues or...
Our department didn't personally. We just got out. We had one tree down we had to go cut. We went out and checked the Mill Creek area just to check on it to see, you know, if it was flooded. But as far as our department personally, we didn't actually get out and have to do anything, I guess you would say, on our end.
Okay. Well, what about your other hat you wear? Did you do anything with the EMT?
Actually, I was off. I was off that day or those couple days, which is lucky for me. I don't think we had that many calls as far as water-related. Now, I know they were out, you know, trying to get people out of some of their houses that were going to get flooded or got flooded. But that was more of the, I think, Salina Fire Department was out and some of the rescue squad was out. And other departments in the county were out, but I was actually off those 2 days, luckily.
I wonder, you know, at the site that I didn't think I would ever see, and that was a couple of kids riding their jet skis down in the softball field.
I heard about that.
Of course, that... you know, that was a bunch of rain in a hurry.
Yes. Somebody said around 8-10 inches of rain.
I think so. They're in
a short period.
In a very, very short period of time. Okay, now let's go back to our volunteer fire departments. How many calls do you guys make a year? If you got a statistic book, you keep this stuff in?
Yeah, we have to keep up with them, turn reports in the state. My department runs on average around 30 calls a year, on average. And it varies year to year, you know, but close to 30.
And how about cooperation between, we have, how many different volunteer fire departments?
I think there's 8 in the county.
And do you guys cooperate with, say, Pea Ridge if they need a tanker up there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have to because, you know, there's not enough volunteers in the county to fly everybody, I guess you would say. But you have to rely on support. If you don't, you know, you ain't getting your job done effectively.
And this is, you know, you guys are all volunteers, aren't you? I
mean, yeah, 100% volunteer.
And, of course, the expense to you, not only just time, but also, I think, training sessions. Are the training sessions that our volunteer fire members go to, is it free or are there charges for all these things?
Some are free. Anything through the State Fire Academy, they charge a minimum price, I guess you would say. I know I sent 3 of you to the Tennessee State Fire and Codes Academy here about a month or so ago. It was in the paper. And I think it costed us around $600 is what we had in 3 people. So about $200 per person to go to the academy. And each class, it depends on what it is, you know, $50 to $100 per person.
And so this cruise and bike ride helps pay for those things.
Yes, it does. It does.
And, of course, sometimes I know you guys have to reach back in your back pocket and pay for a little bit every once in a while your own.
Yeah, national statistics say that, you know, a volunteer firefighter usually spends $2,000 out of their pocket every year. And that's approximately pretty close, you know, between their personal gear and equipment and training.
So it's, and it's a 24-hour a day job, isn't it?
Yeah, 24 hours a day and no pay.
and you're on call and, okay. And another thing, I've noticed that, we have family participation in this. Is your wife a member of the volunteer fire department?
My wife is the secretary of our department. She's also been in the State Fire Academy, so she's a firefighter on our department.
I thought she, and if you look around at all of them, I think there's a lot of husband and wives that are in this.
Yeah.
And you'll notice a lot of brothers and sisters that are involved.
And for me, you know, I've got, I guess, 5 members of my family between me, my wife, my mom and dad, and my first cousin, and my, well, 6. I got another cousin that's on our department, so he's 6 of my family that's on our department.
And, you know, it seems like this is a, you know, it is a community project for each one of our communities, and it seems like the volunteer fire departments are one of the few community organizations that we have anymore in Clay County that brings the community together, it ties them together. I know when you have your cakewalks and your pie suppers and things like that, that it is a community project, and you draw from your community. It seems like The volunteer fire departments are one of the few community strong organizations that we have left. And of course, that's what makes our community, our entire county, our entire community strong is, you know, they get together at that level and then they cooperate among each other. And it seems like a lot of good things come from volunteer fire departments other than just fighting fires.
Yeah, it makes like a family atmosphere too. I mean, a lot of departments, you know, they're so close, even though they're not family. You see them, it's sad to say, but you see your firefighters more than you do your own family in real life. And that's a good thing in a way, especially for the community.
Yeah. How many total members do you all have out there?
Right now, we've got 31.
31.
Now, not all of them are firefighters. You know, half of them is kind of, like I said, my mom, she can't fight fire, but she'll bring us a bottle of water or make us coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
That's pretty important, too.
Yeah, you got to have those people, especially, you know, if you got guys that's out doing training, you know, and they spend, say, 20 hours a week in training, you know, you got to have the support staff to go do the fundraising stuff, go get donations and get stuff ready for your fundraiser events you're going to have.
Let's jump on the lighter side for a minute. You and I both are classic car fans. I know your father-in-law has a tremendous vehicle now that you worked on personally for about half your life now.
Seems like it.
That's about done. I know sometimes that interferes with your firefighting now, or maybe it's the other way around. The firefighting interferes with your car shows and things that you get to go to. And you know,
yeah, there's usually a car show somewhere or another when I'm in class somewhere or another.
But I know that I've been involved in that since I was even younger than you. I know you said the other day that I had you in class, you didn't realize I even liked cars back in those days. But
I didn't.
But we, and I know we have a number of people. If we could get, you know, communities involved in things like that, other than volunteer fire, we used to have home demonstration clubs in every little community in Clay County. You probably don't even remember that. Mm-hmm. But once upon a time, I was in charge of the Clay County Softball League, and we had every community in Clay County had a men and women softball team.
Hmm.
We had a league here with some years total of 20 teams just in Clay County.
That's impressive.
And but you know, it, I guess times change. We don't have that. I don't know if it's just, I guess, too many Xboxes and things like that, and instead of getting out and running in the weeds and the chiggers and stuff and chasing the little round ball. But, well, Alan, it's a pleasure having you here with us this morning, and we want to make sure that we invite everyone out. And starting time is?
Registration starts at 10. Well, leave at 11.
Leave at 11, and you've got your maps all ready to go.
Yep, 117 miles. We'll give everybody a map when they walk in the door where we're going.
All right, that sounds like it's going to be a great day, and then you're going to feed everyone when they get back.
Yep. Feed everybody when we get back.
And do you have any prizes or anything?
We got about probably 35 door prizes to give away. We got a Furthest Distance Award to give away. Whoever drove the furthest to get to us, you know.
Oh, it's going to be a fun day for you guys.
I hope.
And, of course, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone out there that can make it. And even if you can't make it out there, it'd be okay if they come by and paid you some money and eat with you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. No complaint with that.
About what time is the food going to start, do you think?
We'll be back at the dock probably around 3 o'clock-ish.
That'll be down at Horse Creek. And
Mitchell Creek.
Mitchell Creek, excuse me. Instead of Horse Creek. Your other one was at Horse Creek,
yes.
The catfish tournament. Down at Mitchell Creek, and they're going to have some food down there. Ollie's going to be cooking. And if you want to come up and join them and pay for a meal and talk to these folks and maybe get ready to make this run with them next year.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, I guess we might ought to close out shop here today. We're about to run out of time, according to the old clock on the wall. We may have run over. I hope not, because I don't want to be bad now because I run over time. But once again, we want to say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. We'll leave you with that here at 101.5 Kicks Country.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.